B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Bill's Sportsbook has plenty to bet on. Money line spreads.
It's 3 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. On Fridays at this time, we like to get a representative, not really representative, but a man who knows about the opponent. And David Burkett has been covering the Lions for Detroit Free Press, and he give us the lowdown. Oh, he dropped. Oh, we lost him. All right. Well, we're going to get David Burkett on. And I've got some interesting questions to ask him about what the Lions will do defensively, knowing that there are some weak spots now with the Philadelphia Eagles. The offensive line, especially that left guard spot, a little shaky. Wentz got hit a lot by the Falcons. The mobile front seemed to give the Eagles trouble. So we're going to try to figure out what the Lions have in store. They're not a great defensive team. They're a better offensive team than a defensive team. So we'll see what's going on. We're trying to hook up with him now. So let's go back to the phones. We'll go Dave in Jacksonville. Dave, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, Natalie?
How you doing, man?
This Good. Is David from Jacksonville, but I'm originally from Virginia. So I just want to let y'all know I'm not a Jaguars fan. But
okay.
Look,
yes.
I got three things I want to say real quick.
Uh-huh.
One, I want to piggyback on what Tyrone was talking about, you know, Eagles fans is always just looking at mm-hmm. the quarterback situation negatively.
Yes.
I just think we've been burned and let down so many times with Donovan in those conference championship mm-hmm. games. You know, when he threw up in the Super Bowl, we got sold so much, you know, Kool-Aid with Kevin Cobb. You know, he was going to be the next
great. And frankly, Randall was a disappointment.
He was. I mean, that year that, you know, everybody was saying that mm-hmm. would have been a Super Bowl win with that defense. And we've just been disappointed over and over.
Okay.
So I'm an Eagles fan. I'm not pro Foles or pro Wentz. I just want a good quarterback. And I just want to point out kind of, I don't know, and I'm not taking a shot at you, Mike, but yesterday you did this thing where, you know, is Carson cool or the Eagle player cool or not?
Yeah.
I just think you're kind of setting up the narrative a little bit to where if we do end up going 2-3, 2-4, it's going to be all hell broke loose on Carson, man. And I think
he has control over that, Dave. Because I say he's not cool, which he's not. He has to deliver. You know, whether he's cool or not, he has to deliver as a quarterback. He knows that, right? I'm not putting any outside pressure on a quarterback. A quarterback knows in the NFL he has to perform if his team's going to win. You can't hide from
that. He's got a rookie running back.
But you can't hide from it. If you got one of the best contracts in the league and you're paid as one of the top five guys, guess what? You got to deliver. The bullseye's on you now. So there's no kid gloves. All right, let's go to Detroit. David Burkett's been covering the Detroit Lions. They come in this weekend. And we've got to find out what the Lions are about. So let's welcome in from Detroit Free Press, David Burkett. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Let's talk about this team and what we have. Because you know, it's funny. The last caller just brought up Donovan McNabb. And I want to get to Paul Pasqualoni. And here's the tie-in. The tie-in is that Pasqualoni's the guy that landed McNabb for Syracuse. And all these years, he's been a defensive assistant. He's bounced from team to team. What kind of defensive coordinator is he? What do you think the Eagles will expect the Lions to do defensively in this game?
Well, you know what, I think a lot of people around here, and rightfully so probably, they just assume this is Matt Patricia's defense
mm-hmm.
because it really is in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's a lot like what he ran with the Patriots for a bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, the Lions are, you know, they're going to be in their, I don't even know if nickel, but they're going to be in their sub packages. They play 6 and 7 defensive backs a lot of times. You know, it's a pretty strong defensive line, but maybe not a great pass rush. They've built it up to be a pretty good run defense, but that hasn't quite been the case the first 2 weeks. No real superstars. I mean, Darius Slay, I guess, is probably the closest thing at cornerback. Had kind of a rough game, but no real superstars. But they do have a lot of good parts that I think a lot of defenses around the NFL would take. Trey Flowers, Damon Harrison, you know, Jared Davis, their linebacker, should be back this week. So it's probably a defense that maybe doesn't get quite the credit it deserves nationally.
All right, so let me, I'm just trying to connect the dots here. Because last weekend, the Falcons had a lot of success getting in Wentz's face. And they were had a very quick front, and they demolished the left side of the Eagles line, especially the left guard, Seumalo. So will does that mean the Lions will blitz in this game, or the six defensive backs they'll try to cover?
Yeah, well, so this is what the Lions do, right? They're not a big blitz team. They don't bring a lot of extra rushers, but they do rush their linebackers a lot. So what you'll see is, you know, maybe they'll have three defensive linemen on the field and three linebackers. You don't know which one of those linebackers is coming. So they certainly will bring pressures from different angles. They just don't, they don't bring a lot of five and six rushers at times. So, they try to scheme it up in different ways rather than just win with like a great edge rusher. And yes, I do think they will try to get after Wentz a little bit, especially knowing, you know, that the Eagles are going to be a little bit shorthanded when it comes to some of the skill guys.
Yeah, and I was going to get to that in a second. Deshaun's out. They're saying that Alshon could play. I doubt that he's going to play. So a couple backup players in there will favor, obviously, the Lions in this game, right? Do they actually think they have a chance to come in here and win this game?
In theory, I mean, look, you know, 2 weeks ago, this is a game that I wouldn't have given the Lions any shot of winning. You know, now I think it's, you know, at least they have a shot. I mean, I still think the Eagles will win at the end of the day. It's just a better team, a better roster, and the game being in Philadelphia. But, yeah, I think this is a game that the Lions do have a chance of winning. I mean, last week, sort of the same deal. I mean, the Chargers are a better team, or they should be a better team in November or December. But the Chargers were without six starters in their kicker. So, you know, the Lions took advantage of that. And I mean, they eked out a 13-10 win, but they essentially won that game because the Chargers were without a number of starters. So, yeah, the Lions are a team that are capable of taking advantage of a shorthanded opponent.
All right, we're talking to Dave Burkett, who covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. What is the best way to play against Matthew Stafford? Obviously, a guy very accomplished, has thrown for a lot of yards in this league. He has a really good weapon in Galladay. What's the best way to play him?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I heard, you know, that caller before I came on. He was talking a little bit. He said about Wentz and the quarterbacks and all that. It's Lions fans in a lot of ways because Stafford's a guy that's put up some really good numbers over the years. But, you know, if you pull 10 Lions fans, you know, six of them probably want Stafford out of town because he's never won anything. And, you know, I think that's sort of the situation that the Lions are in where, you know, now they're trying to maybe win a different way where they don't necessarily want or need Matthew to put up huge passing numbers. They want to run the ball a little bit more. They want to control the game in a different way. And then they want, if they need to, turn the game over to Stafford late. So, you know, I'll say this. Jim Schwartz, former Lions coach, obviously played against Matthew Stafford twice as a defensive coordinator, once with the Eagles, once with the Bills. In those two games, he sacked Stafford 10 times, or his defenses have 10 sacks on Stafford, and they forced three fumbles. So he certainly thinks the way to get after Stafford is to do it with pressure.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say, the perception of Stafford. Does that make him, like, I'm trying to figure out what the Lions are thinking about him. Is he at the stage where they would, like, draft somebody as the next coming and then maybe move him to a team that thinks they can contend?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, this is a regime that needs to win now. And, you know, especially coming off last year was such an awful season for the Lions. And, you know, patience is relatively thin here. So they, in doing that would, you know, signify a rebuild in some way. So I don't get any sense that that's the thought within the organization.
Though, like for next year, I'm thinking, like, if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm looking more like for next year, would they decide to punt that way?
Well, I think that's, you know, it depends maybe what the regime is. I mean, look, you know, again, Bob Quinn, the general manager, Matt Patricia, you know, they're in a win now sort of situation. They need to make progress this year. And if they make enough progress, they, you know, or don't make enough progress, I don't know that they'll be back. So, you know, if it's a new regime, all bets are off. But again, my sense within the organization right now is that they certainly think Matthew Stafford is capable of leading them to success.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, obviously, you're covering the game. What's your final score? What do you feel in this game?
Yeah, like I said, look, this is a game to me that, you know, I think the Lions have a, you know, just because of the injuries, no Deshaun Jackson, if Alshon doesn't play, you know, some of the other guys playing that are beat up. The Lions are, you know, they're getting guys back. Their left tackle, Taylor Decker, should be back. Jared Davis should be back. So the Lions are pretty healthy. But That said, I still think, you know, it's a little different when you have a week to prepare for some of those injuries. You know, from an offensive standpoint, I think, you know, being in Philadelphia, I think there's still enough, you know, the Eagles are still a good enough team, a deep enough roster that they're going to give the Lions some fits. So I think it's a close game. I think maybe it's a field goal game at the end of the day, but I, at least my prediction in the paper is 24-21 Eagles.
All right. Sounds good. Listen, Dave, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You got it. We'll talk to you again.
All right. David Burkett, Detroit Free Press, covers the Lions. You know, that's really interesting that, you know, they've had Stafford there for so long. And they're not going to win this year either. They're not going to make playoffs this year. I can imagine that they're kind of exasperated. Like, they want to go in the Wentz direction where they draft the next guy.
Yeah, and he's now what? He hasn't missed a game in 7 years.
Yeah, how old is he now? He's like 34?
No, he's younger.
Is he really?
Because...
Oh, well, in that case.
That's the weird thing. He was really young when he came in, so he's sneaky young. He's actually on pace to break all of Drew Brees' records. Believe it or not.
Yeah, they've been a very bad team with a guy who puts up a lot of numbers at quarterback for a long time.
Yeah, let me get his exact age, because he's pretty young. He's like 31, 32 still, so... But he's on pace to break every single record. Like, he has over 39,000 yards already. And he's 31 years old.
Oh, he's only 31.
31, he has 39,000 yards.
I guess they'll ride with him.
Like, think about that. Like, we talk about 40,000 yards was always the threshold for the... He's going to get that this year.
Have you seen who the backups are?
No.
If he gets hurt?
Who's the backup?
David Blau.
Really?
He played for Purdue. Little guy. Like
He
threw for a lot of yards at Purdue, but he's not an NFL quarterback. And Jeff Driscoll, that Florida reject, University of Florida reject. That might be the worst backups in the league.
And we're going to tell me there's a certain guy home that's not better than any of these guys?
Yeah, well.
Come on.
Yeah. Let's go. That line's frozen. All right, so let's go with Sean in Coatesville. Sean, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, just a couple things. That caller from saying the Eagles will be out of it by, what, week 11?
Week 11, yep.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me. did he see what's going on in Pittsburgh or in New Orleans? And you know what I mean? It's injuries are part of the game.
That's the typical Philadelphia sky is falling guy. It is. It's like ingrained in the DNA. Oh, my God. They lost one game. What's the frame of reference to say they're going to be out of it by game 11?
And if he's a true Eagles fan, did he see the last two Atlanta games? They went down on the last play. They've been tough games. I mean, and they're on the road.
Yeah. Okay. You have to be a little more sensible than that.
Right. Now, another thing. Jalen Ramsey. Is Eagles, any interest? Do you hear any buzz on it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've been talking about it all week. Where it stands
but I mean,
now.
I mean you. I'm asking you.
I haven't heard anything more than the NFL people that cover the NFL are. Peter King had a tweet yesterday saying the Eagles were the number one logical choice for him to come here. But the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars is talking now about keeping him and giving him a big contract extension, making him the highest paid corner in the league. So I don't know if he's going to get traded or not.
Oh, okay. So now it's up in the air, huh?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hey, it was good talking to you, Mike.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the call. Now, today was supposed to be a day of activity on the trade front with him. He was supposedly played his last game last night, but there's no activity. Nobody's even tweeting about it right now.
I'm checking and digging. Mm-hmm. I'm looking and looking 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
Can't find anything other than the owner says, I'm going to pay you, make you the highest paid. That's the only news is the owner said, I'll make you the highest paid corner in football.
No, there's no immediacy for them to trade him. Like, they can wait until the middle of the week and screw the team they trade him to.
Right.
And if they trade him today, he can probably get enough, for next week. But if they trade him, next Wednesday, he's not going to play that Sunday.
Especially the Eagles. They play Thursday. So he's definitely out for the Packers if the Eagles. Yep. Yeah. What are you going to do, though?
All right. Let's go, Tom. Where's drums? Is Tom playing the drums or is he? Where's drums, Tom?
It's like by Hazleton.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
Yeah, but happy Friday, Mike. You missed.
Happy Friday to you up there in Hazleton area.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to break the little negativity a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Talked about the Phillies, and I know it's probably not going to make you too, happy on this Friday. But I know you're kind of on the fence about Gabe Kapler. You think he's going to come back? I suspect, I'm just thinking they're going to finish the season about 500, not 500 record, but like maybe 6-5 in their last 11 games or 5-6.
Mm-hmm.
Probably win 83, 84 games. So do you think that's enough for Kapler to stay? And do you think Joe Maddon, likely not going back to the Cubs, plays any part in...
Yes, we actually talked about this with Jason Stark on Tuesday, and he brought up Madden's name, that it would be a great choice. And I know you want that because he's a Hazleton guy.
Right.
And that would be great, him coming back to Pennsylvania. Yes, I think that could be very viable. Well, okay, I think the here's the way I look at it. If the Phillies finish like 6 games out of that final wild card spot, I think John Middleton throws the hammer down. I think anything short of that, it's going to be iffy. He may side with the front office to bring him back for another year.
Fair enough.
So they would have to melt down a little more than they are right now.
They already are.
Down the stretch.
They've been playing pretty much 500 ball for the last, I don't know, 2 months.
Yeah, if they play 500 ball, they'll finish like 3 games out because everybody seems to be losing. You know, Milwaukee lose, the Cubs lose, they keep going back and forth. So if they finish 500 for the rest of the year, they'll only finish like 3 games out. If they like 3-8 in their final 11, then that's different.
Now, I want to ask you about a couple players quick. Do you think they're going to make a run at Gerrit Cole? Do you think they're really going to throw some money at him?
That's not their style normally because he's going to get at least 6 years. He may get 7 with his age. And they're probably not going to go that high for him.
Right.
So they're going to target the middling guys. You know, Jason said that Cole, Baumgartner, and who else would be out for the Phillies. There was another highly touted guy. He said the Phillies won't be in the market for those type of guys.
And what do you think about locking up Real Muto for the long term? You think they're going
to
get
that? Yeah, they'll have to do that.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your Friday.
All right, man. You got it. Appreciate the call. Drums is an unincorporated community in Butler Township, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania.
What?
Oh.
Located about 1,500 feet altitude in the Sugarloaf Valley.
Sugarloaf?
Yes, it sits east of Interstate 81 and north of Nescopeck Creek.
Can't say I'm familiar with the area.
Pennsylvania's a weird state, man.
I know. I've never been to 95% of it.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's a weird state.
It's the 570.
Oh,
up there.
Repping the 570.
Repping the 570.
I don't know anybody from the 570.
I know. What's the population of this town? It's got to be small, obviously. A small town outside of Hazleton.
Our Hazleton people are usually pretty negative.
Well, hey, that guy was the nicest Hazleton guy we've ever talked to.
Really? That guy was great.
You're right. They're usually salty.
Yeah. What's this guy? He's terrible. That guy's terrible, too.
Yeah. All right, let's go John and Vineland. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yeah, what's going on, Mikey?
What's going on, buddy?
Listen, I'm calling because I'm excited about the Eagles. I think that we really got this. We had a bunch of people go out last week, and we weren't ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still one touchdown away. I mean, it went through the hands. I mean, yeah, we already talked about it a million times.
Right.
But we were one touchdown away from winning it, which is a good thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we were really close.
How do you explain this, like, negativity, like, people not believing in this team all of a sudden?
I feel like because they've been watching the Phillies and they're ready to shoot themselves in the head.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I do. Listen, I love the Phillies. For a long time, I loved the Phillies more than I loved the Eagles. Don't be mad at me. It was just the way I was raised. But now, like, I can't even watch a Phillies game. Like, I get so aggravated. I watched them pitch to Freeman the other night, and it pissed me off. It made me so mad. But it drives me nuts. But that's not what I was calling about.
Okay.
I'm calling about the Eagles, and I feel that we're good. I feel that we're good. Now we got a week to plan for it. I understand we still got people out, but if we got a week to plan for it, and we're going up against Detroit, I think we got a real chance of winning this game. Now next week, I'm a little nervous.
Real chance? They better win. Forget the real chance. They better be locked to win this game.
Oh, no, see now you're making me sound negative. See, I was just telling you I was positive.
They can't have a real chance. They got to, like, this has to be a no-brain win.
Okay, I'll go with it. Yeah,
all right.
No-brain win.
It's got to be a no-brain win. Come on.
No-brainer.
Yeah, they can't struggle with, if they struggle with the Lions, can you imagine what people are going to be talking about?
Oh, boy.
John.
Boy, it's going to be real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, they struggle against the Lions. They eke out a 2017 win. What do you think the calls will be like next week?
going to be bad.
They're going to get smoked by Green Bay.
Uh-huh. And then that...
They're not a playoff team.
And what's weird is, right when we start doing that, they pull the upset in Green Bay, and then we don't. Then we're Super Bowl bound again. Because that's how we react.
Well, we did that with the Phillies all year. They won two in a row, everybody's back on.
I was the guiltiest person of them
all. You were.
I'm not doing that with football. See, that's what's weird. I'm measured about football and all over the place with baseball.
That's weird with your baseball thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
That you put yourself on the hook like that. It's just, come on.
I did it all the way up until...
You know what? Keep your mind at ease. They're going into Cleveland with the barrels, all right? Both barrels are cocked. Coming at him with Smiley and Vargas. Bang, boom!
You got to stop that.
All right?
I saw the season end live on Saturday at the game. When they lost that game in the ninth inning, Natalie, you were there too.
I was there.
Yes. When they lost that game to Boston, the season was over Saturday.
Right at him with Smiles and Vargie.
Yes. Six Smiles and Vargie.
Vargie.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's time to update the Twitter poll. Brian Westbrook comes along at 4 o'clock to share the mic for an hour. Football Friday. Let's get our Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,300 votes on this one today. How concerned are you about this Eagles game? 20% say very concerned. 54% are mildly concerned. And 26% are not concerned at all.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's play a little game here.
Yay.
The game is called Where Will Tyrone Go?
Oh.
Now, I used to do this when I was on the Anthony and I did a show together. It was like, where in the world is Anthony Gargano? Where will Tyrone go? Because the company is offering tickets to the employees for three particular shows tonight.
Oh, they are?
Tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. You got your choice at one.
All right.
Where will Tyrone go? Tonight at the Met, 9 p.m., Massive Attack.
Okay.
You know Massive Attack?
I do not.
Saturday, Shaky Graves and Dr. Dog at the Met. And Sunday, Peppa Pig Live at the Met. That's where Natalie's going, with no question.
What? No.
Where in the world is Natalie going? She's going to Peppa Pig Live.
I'm not going to Peppa Pig.
There's no question you're going to Peppa Pig.
I'm going to Shaky Graves. I actually like them. Yeah.
Now, Shaky Graves, to Tyrone, he's a blues folk rocker. His real name is Alejandro Rosé Garcia.
I don't know, Texas. But I do know Dr. Dog a little bit.
Do you know Dr. Dog?
Yeah, no, I know Dr. Dog too.
See, Massive Attack is trip hop.
Oh.
Peppa Pig.
You know what I mean, trip hop?
No. And that's
true. You're going to see Shaky Graves?
Shaky Graves.
Wow, that's an upset. I thought you were going to
booked up Saturday.
Well, you do?
Because one, I'm trying to see if I'm going to pursue my NBA dream.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. That's right. We got to tip the people off. Tyrone and our own the bro have been invited to try out for the Delaware Bluecoats.
Of course, they got open tryouts for anybody out there trying to pursue 8 a.m.
Open tryout. Wait a whole second. You getting up to go to tryouts at the Lee Course Center at 8 a.m.?
I think the people should decide for me.
Oh, there's no question they want to see it happen.
See, this is the only thing that holds.
Have you been playing ball?
No. That's what I'm concerned about. I haven't been hooping at all.
Well,
I've been running a little bit because I'm training for a half marathon.
You are. You do have the wind because you train. You do jog and run.
But as far as picking up a ball.
Basketball shape is a little different.
Much different.
Yeah, you get up and down, start and stop, so it gets you in the belly.
So I'll be the oldest person and the one in the least shape and the one most rusty. So that's a challenge. Then I also have Pensauken Alumni Day.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my.
And I'm participating in some stuff at Pensauken High School for Alumni Day. So I don't know if I would have any. I don't know if I'd have any shaky graves and Dr. Dog time. I'd be tired from the tryout.
All right, why don't you chill out with Nat at Peppa Pig Live then? On Sunday. No. You and Nat can chill with Peppa Pig Live.
Actually,
I'll be doing the Green Zone during that time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'll be on Birds Outsiders. But guess what I'm doing? Guess what I might do tomorrow?
What's that?
It's something very outside of my normal routine.
What are you doing?
I might go hiking.
You're not a hiker?
I've never hiked.
She never left the city, Mike.
She doesn't leave the city. You don't look like a country girl.
Is it like city hiking? Yeah. Like you go up the steps at a high rise?
Yeah.
What kind of hiking are you doing?
No, like Wissahickon or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of those trails, I think.
Think about that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Some guy comes along. He's kind of an outdoors guy, and you like him. Handsome man, you know, but he's rustic. And he goes, let's camp and kayak. Are you in? Or is that are you eliminating my man right out of the chute?
I mean, I would go, but I mean, he would need to be fully aware of my limitations in both activities. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be if you put me in the middle of the woods. And I certainly don't know how kayaking is going to go.
You don't know what you're going to be. What does that mean? Like, you know, you would have to rough it. Like, well, you don't know how you're going to be.
Which I could, but I can't. If there's like a snake or something, like, I don't know if I will be okay. Or like if there's some sort of strange animal accident. You know what I mean?
You know what I'd be more concerned about now that I know Nat a little bit more? Natalie's clumsy. And I'd be worried about on a hike, her falling down.
Turn the ankle on a rock.
And now the guy is not going to be able to do any hiking or kayaking because Nat's laid up with her leg elevated because of swelling.
Right,
that's what
also,
I'd be worried about. Nat is a faller in the right scenario.
Right, so that's also what I mean. Like I have limitations when it comes to certain things, and I would go, but whoever would just have to be aware.
You gotta let your hair down, do some different things, and you know.
I told you I'm going hiking tomorrow.
It's well known.
Throw a line in the lake and snare a trout and clean it and cook that bear on a cast iron flame with a cold.
No, so I actually do like to fish, and I love crabbing.
Because
like to fish?
I like to fish.
There's no way you've ever baited a hook.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
You touched like a window?
A night crawler on a hook?
No, what did we used to use? My dad used to get those little minnows, right?
Yeah, the minnows.
Live bait you put on a hook?
Yes, when I was younger. And I used to crab.
You know, you might like it, though. I am the Jackie Robinson of camping.
What does that mean?
I'm the first black person to ever go camping, and I actually enjoy it. I'm the Jackie Robinson of camping. I had a good time. I did like it. I must admit. I didn't think I would.
Listen, I don't look like a camp guy either, but I've been out there. I've roughed it.
I like it.
A few times.
You were either, growing up in Philly, you were either like a camping person or you were a shore person. I went down the shore. My family, my mom wasn't about to hike us out to the middle of the woods.
A
recent girlfriend was a camper. I went with her. We snuggled up in a tent.
You liked it.
And then she was a happy camper.
We whipped out the pans and pots, made ourselves some grub.
What'd you make?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's cute.
It's good. I'm Joe and poor Richard.
It unleashes this nut.
Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Yo, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. I'm a truck driver. I listen to you all the time. I never call in. But after listening to these calls and these emails you've been getting all week, man, I feel like I'm in Bizarro World. I don't know what's like oldest negativity is on Carson Wentz and the Eagles. Like, that one guy sent you that email said Carson Wentz played two good quarters all season.
Yeah.
But he played two games all season.
I know. See, listen.
And then that guy, I called in about Josh McCown yesterday. Almost drove off the turnpike.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But see, it's a means of self-protection for a lot of people. But after two games, listen, you and I know, Joe, that if they struggle against Detroit and they lose to Green Bay, well, then you got a sample size, right, of struggle. You know, the game, the Sunday game, they all of a sudden you click your fingers, they lose three guys. And already they're up against the plane in Atlanta. You can't judge that as a team that's not good.
Exactly, and I totally agree with you. We played Atlanta in Atlanta, and half our team was hurt, and we were still in it to the very end. Even though the defense helped us out a lot, Carson Wentz made throws at the end to win that game. He threw that one to Aguilar. He should have caught, but he didn't.
Yes.
Even that one at 4th and 15 to Aguilar. That kept the drive moving. And even the one where he was falling down, that was a big third down that led to a touchdown. You know what I mean?
You know, so, a lot of people pulled the alarm in the hallway already. It's ridiculous.
If we had to play any game with all our starters got hurt, this is the game you want to play against Detroit at home. I'm not worried at all, Mike.
I'm not either. I there's no way they lose this game.
And anybody else calls in and they have to put Josh McCown in. You need to ban him from life, from the station. You need to call Marcellus Wallace.
Well, they all they said was that he should have completed the drive, which to me is ridiculous.
He threw 2 8-yard passes.
He did. He threw two dump offs.
It ain't like he went in there and lit it up. I just don't get it, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Joe, people will settle down. This will be a comfortable win. Next week will be, oh my God, they got Green Bay's coming up. Maybe they can beat Green Bay. I think they're going to be great. You know they're going to flop. If they dominate this game, you know what's going to happen.
And that's the thing. These are the same people. The same people that are calling in are like, oh, I'm worried about Carson. We going to win against Detroit Sunday. They'll be calling you out, praising them.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like everybody that won it falls, like talking about Wentz was injury prone.
Yeah.
Where's Foles at? Foles is hurt on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe he's in danger of not getting his job back, which would really kill Foles people. He gets peddled. Poor Nick.
But you know what? Now he sees how Carson felt. Just a little bit. He's hurt. Rookie comes in. He plays well. Now everybody, the players are loving him. They all want to grow mustaches and all that stuff. Now he sees how that feels on the other end a little bit.
That yep. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. We're 20 minutes away from Brian Westbrook. Football Friday. We'll have our selections. Let me just tell you, we both stink. We are both 1-5, which makes this a crucial week with the selections. And Tyrone, you already know my selections.
Yeah.
I think it's a bounce back 3-0 deal.
I like your selections. And now I have Brian's.
Uh-huh. You don't like his?
I don't like all three, no.
All three?
I don't like all. I think I like one of the three, maybe two. But definitely, I don't like all three of them. So I think you're at an advantage going in.
All right. I'm going to give you two college, one pro this week. But also a bonus potential outright that no one will ever take.
Outright.
It's the Mike Missinelli Show. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 347. Just to get back to this now, I just want to straighten it out. So you and your friends are in the Center City bar. And a guy walks in and he's wearing a North Face vest over flannel. He's got like a North Face.
North Face,
insulated.
Man.
All right.
That vest was $100.
Yeah, an insulated vest over a flannel shirt. And he's got like L.L. Bean hiking boots on, or maybe even Merrill. And his name is, Bronson or Thatcher or Vance. Right? Maybe Vance. And he comes in and he goes, Nat. Listen, I recognize you from TV. You sound like you'd be fun. Would you come to couple of day hike with me at Mount High Knob.
I would never go on a hike as like a first date.
You would?
No.
I mean, Vance can't sweep you off your feet.
Not to a mountain.
No?
No.
We go to dinner, man.
Let's go to dinner. We go to dinner, and you like kind of like him, and then the second he goes, let's go Mount High Knob.
I feel like if I were to go on a hike, that would have to be like...
One day, a hike?
That would be...
Local,
and it would have to be like Vegas. Somewhere where I don't have to spend that much time, because what if he's crazy?
It'd be a Schuylkill.
Like, picks up bugs and stuff.
You get through the Wasegan Trail. Would you do that?
Not for a first date, no.
You wouldn't hike with him on a first date?
No, I would not.
What if he left poor Natalie up there?
Exactly.
Dude's got, he's like a, you know, brown beard and kind of, you know, trim, but, you know, he's got, like, you know, he's a good looking guy with the, an outdoorsman.
What if we get up there?
He's a rough hewn dude.
What if we get up there and all they want to do is talk about Mike and Ty the whole time?
Yeah, he's not into sports as much. He's just seen you on TV. Hikers aren't really into the sport thing.
That's true.
They're into their own little hike thing.
I don't know. No.
They'd be an out for you, huh?
I would just be, I would say thanks for the offer, but I don't hike on first dates. You're going to put me to work?
I would give a lot of input on that date, too.
I haven't had a day off since September 2nd. You want to take me to a mountain to go walking?
I would tell Natalie not to go.
He's like an earnest guy. He's just an outdoorsman. He's an outdoorsman. It's what he likes to do. I'll show you the hike.
What about what I like to do?
Okay, Mike, would you go to a bed and breakfast in Maine with the woman you just met?
Certainly.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, and then she gets up there and you find out she's misery. And you can't get away.
I can get away anytime I want.
Nah, you're taking her car.
I'll grab the keys and take her car home.
No.
Let her.
No, see.
Be lost in the woods.
It's different. Like, I'd do that. That's not a, you know, I would take a chance on that.
She can't take that kind of risk.
Not the first nutbag I've been with.
That's a good point.
I just find out how to handle it.
No, right, and then what would I do? I'd be lost in the woods by myself. We can go for a picnic.
You won't be lost in the woods. What's it can creep?
Oh, Booney says that's like a Dateline NBC episode waiting to happen. Natalie was never seen again once she went up to those woods.
His name's Bronson.
Bronson's got family money. They made that body disappear. You never Natalie again.
And why is Bronson wearing his hiking boots out downtown?
Finished the hike and he come in for a beer.
I'm huge on shoes.
Why's he got on those ratty boots?
He's got cool, so damn ratty and expensive boots.
Oh, yeah, those boots are pricey. $300 boots.
A pair of Merrill hiking boots. Oh, they're expensive.
Yeah,
I don't even know what those look like. I'm going to Google them. I bet you I won't like.
All right, let's go Will in Fishtown. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Will.
Yo, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Will?
I'm doing good, man. I always say I ain't got no complaints. Life is good, man. You still mad at me, bro?
No, I'm not mad at you.
All right, well, my family doesn't hate you, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you hated me the other day.
No, I didn't know. I hate you. My family don't hate you.
Oh, you say you still hate me?
I don't hate you. I like you. I don't like you. But I don't hate you.
Let me ask you a question, Will. What did I do to you to make you not like me?
You got a big nose, bro. You got a pretty big nose, bro.
There's something messed up about you, dude. But go ahead. What's your point?
Nah, I just wanted to say, man. I think that everybody's. I'm not messed up, but let me.
Yeah, you're a little messed up. But go ahead. I kind of like it. Yeah, I think you took a shot early in your career. But go ahead.
I took a couple shots. You dropped me on my head when I was a kid. But let's go back to the Eagles and stuff like that. I think people are over exaggerating about how last week we should have won that game. We could have won that game even after all the injuries. We could have still won that game. We just made too many mistakes at the end of the game, and we couldn't finish. But I'm not mad at that loss, and I feel like that we're going to do pretty good against Detroit. I got us winning 27-14.
I like it. I like that score, 27-14.
And another thing, too, man, you said you was on the radio for 20, 25 years. Am I correct?
More than 20. I haven't counted every year. That's more than 20.
Well, that's probably 20 years too many.
You might be right. But you know what? I want you to hear this. Cha-ching! How about that, Will?
What is that?
You know what that means?
You give me money.
Well, you should discover what that means. Go do some research. All right, let's go. Zach and Manion. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Yeah, what up, Mike?
What's going on, Zach? How you doing?
What's up with that guy?
Will's. I think he's intentionally trying to be a character.
Yeah, I loved the show yesterday. I liked all the Wentz talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was real cool. I met the dude once. His personality's fine. He's just not the most...
He's a nice fella. He looks like a nice fella. But he doesn't have, like, a personality. Like, you know, you can tell people have personalities. He's just a nice fella.
Yeah, a little quiet, maybe.
The difference between a nice fella and a guy with personality.
Yeah, I hear you. But, well, I just say, too, you know, 2-2, 3-3, whatever it is, it's going to be a long season. They got to weather the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And my big question, though, not getting Clowney and then all the injuries on the D-line, how important it is and what... Do you really think they're going to go get Ramsey? You think they're going to give up these ones, Goddard, and who's the corner, Sidney Jones?
I think if that deal is offered, a 1-3 and Sidney Jones, they do it.
I hope you pull the trigger on it, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. Yeah, see, that's the deal that I think would make sense to him. What doesn't make sense to him, because only it's like... The notion of giving up two number ones is probably distasteful as Howie Roseman. Now, in the end, you're talking about giving up pick 27, 29 in two straight years, right? To get maybe the best cornerback in the game. So, if you think about that, it's really not too much. But I think Howie would be more comfortable with 1-3 player. All right, coming up in five, it's... Oh, wait, the Phillies lineup is up tonight. Smiles goes at him tonight, right?
Yeah.
Smiley against Bieber.
Yeah, they have a big pitching advantage tonight.
Bieber's been pitching out of his mind.
That's what I mean. Right? They have a big pitching advantage.
So what are they? Minus 190, Cleveland?
I think it's more.
Is it more?
Yeah.
Is it 200?
I think it's like 220.
All right, here's your lineup for your fight Phils. Seisita leads off. They move Harp to two. Numero dos, Harp. Big fella has been moved to the three hole and in the lineup playing left field. Jay Bruce. Segura's back in the lineup tonight. Looked like a hamstring situation for him yesterday. Segura hitting fifth. Oh, yes. At third base. Bamboo Brad. Jetpacks in center. Hayes Matt. Oh, wait. Wait, where's Kingery playing? Third. No. Well, where's Hazley playing? Oh, so the DH. There's DH tonight.
DH, no.
All right. So Bruce is probably the DH.
Bruce is the DH.
He is the DH. So who's playing center? Kingery or Hazley?
Hazley's playing center.
Hazley in center? Kingery's playing left?
No. Kingery's playing third.
Brad Miller's in left. Jesus. And Andrew Knapp.
Why?
Andrew Knapp?
Why? Is he hurt?
Why would you give Real Muto a day off tonight?
Exactly. So is he hurt?
They're saying he's not hurt.
So why?
Because
why?
He's pitched or he's been caught the last nine games.
Mangan, you should have worked something else out. You can't sit him now.
That's what it says.
You have Knapp in there now.
Listen. You almost have to win every game.
Right.
You can't have Miller and Knapp in a lineup.
You can't go Miller slumping Kingery, Hazley, Knapp, back-to-back-to-back-to-back. You can't do that. And I love Kingery. Hazley. You can't go Miller, Kingery, Hazley, Knapp, back-to-back-to-back. You can't do that. You can't. That's bad managing. You can't do that.
Wow. All right. I'm speechless. 4 o'clock hours ahead with Brian Westbrook back after this. 5K a day also at 4 o'clock. Listen for the 5K. You could win $1,000.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.